My name is Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and I'm running for re-election to the Alaska Legislature. I'm the young guy from Sitka with a long last name and what you might call an aerodynamic haircut. I'm running for re-election to represent you and Petersburg and the rest of rural Southeast in this new district we now share. And although I'm hoofing it to doorsteps, including perhaps yours, I'm sitting here in the KFSK studios as another way to introduce myself. I was born and raised in Sitka. I grew up helping run the city of Sitka's recycling program and deckhanding on a couple of trollers and other odd jobs. I went back east to Yale for college. I left Yale early and without a degree, a fact my dear mother does not fail to remind me of, in order to run for the Alaska Legislature in 2012. I have served in Juneau since. I use the word serve intentionally. Politics should not be about ego. It should be the opposite. I believe in a politics of humility and a politics of service. A politics of humility means serving with and striving for accessibility and availability. Regular office hours in a coffee shop during which anyone can walk in and share an issue, an idea, a concern, or simply shoot the breeze. A politics of humility means that you listen before you talk. And it means getting to every last corner of our Connecticut-sized district. Over the last year and a half, I've made over 40 trips and spent time in every community in my current district, from Elfin Cove to Heidelberg, no matter how small or how isolated. This is my philosophy of public service. And by the way, my cell phone is 738-5581, and I'm literally at your beck and call both before and after this election. I like to think of my platform as pro-Southeast Alaska. Here are a few examples. First off, I don't believe BP, Conoco, and Exxon need that multi-billion-dollar tax cut. My opponent and I have different positions on this issue. I supported the oil tax repeal, and while our district also voted to repeal the oil company tax cut by a 2-to-1 margin, it sadly fell just short statewide. But Alaska is entering a period of monumentally important decisions on oil and especially natural gas issues. And more than ever, we need legislators who represent Alaska before they represent the oil industry. Here's another issue. I believe DOT and DEC have screwed up on pesticides. First off, the public deserves a public process. And second, at minimum, salmon habitat and drinking water sources need to be protected. Spraying pesticides simply doesn't make sense in a climate as wet as Southeast's, especially around communities that make their livelihoods off the land and the water. I co-sponsored a bill, it was House Bill 201, that would have enacted these reforms late last legislative session, and it'll be the first bill I file next legislative session. And I support the Southeast fishing industry. What does pro-fishing mean? It means taking an actual stand against Pebble. It means taking a stand against KSM and other transboundary mines. Our office wrote a letter to the Canadian government supporting a full panel review of KSM, and I go to D.C. to lobby the State Department and congressional delegation to similarly step up and take a stand. I voted against the governor's bill that weakens cruise ship wastewater discharge standards. And the Federal Groundfish Observer Program and lack of a realistic EM alternative makes me want to pull out the hair that I don't have. With Linda Bankin at Alpha, we're pursuing an all-of-the-above strategy to put an end to the regulatory overkill on observers. I work hand-in-glove with the acronym soup of fishing groups, PVOA, UFA, Alpha, USAG, ATA, and CIFA. I testify at North Pacific Council meetings, serve on the House Fisheries Committee, and generally do absolutely whatever it takes wherever I need to go to support the interests and the issues of the Southeast small boat fleet. I'm lucky to grow up in Southeast. I love it here. I want to make it better. I hope you'll join me.